If Senator Lisa Murkowski is in the eye of a political power struggle over healthcare, you wouldn't know it. The vote ended after 2 a.m. She was on a plane to Sitka at 8 a.m. to do some pretty standard Sitka things. Tour Mount Edgecombe Hospital, meet with local leaders, and go fishing with her son.
I'm happy. And then I have to go back to D.C.
Back to D.C., where her no vote on Thursday helped kill a Republican-led effort to overturn the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare. She agrees with President Donald Trump that the law is flawed.
We still have high costs, high premiums. We still have limited access.
But she thinks there are parts of Obamacare worth saving, particularly around Medicaid. And in explaining her vote, she focused her criticism on process, on the Senate repealing Obamacare without a replacement and writing policies behind closed doors. After she voted against advancing the so-called skinny repeal, Trump tweeted Wednesday morning that she let the country down and called her on the phone.
The president and I had a very hard phone call.
How do you stand that pressure, though? The president of the United States calls you and wants a piece of partisan legislation to go through.
You know, there's a lot at stake, certainly with healthcare, where so much is personal to so many. And when you know that people are counting on you to be their voice, it really does cause you to stand up a little bit straighter and maybe have a little bit more backbone to just say, I know everybody is saying this, but I need you to hear this.
Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke also placed a call to both Murkowski and Senator Dan Sullivan.
I do not believe that Secretary Zinke was being threatening or intimidating. He was just delivering a message that the president was not happy with my vote.
As for the reports from the Alaska Dispatch News that the president would hamper Alaska's energy development as a slap on the wrist for her vote, Murkowski had this to say.
I don't believe that threats and intimidation are a good way to win over friends and gain support. But I also recognize that there are different styles.
With the Republican Party moving right of center, Murkowski's moderate voice is standing out. She wants any future healthcare reform to happen in committee, with public hearings and participation from both sides of the aisle. Senators Susan Collins of Maine and John McCain of Arizona seem to agree. Before voting, she says McCain told her on the Senate floor, Lisa, do what you know is right.
And it reminded me of the old Ted Stevens phrase that he would use. He would say, to hell with politics, just do what's right for Alaska.
Murkowski is singing a different tune than she did in 2015, when she voted for an outright repeal of Obamacare. But doing that now, she says, when Alaska has only one health insurance provider, would be irresponsible. Moving forward, she had choice words about letting the president control the conversation around healthcare.
You can just kind of say, well, it's going to be a tough day and don't know how we're going to get anything done. Or the Senate, the House, the Congress, which is that separate but equal legislative branch of government, can stand up, get its act together, and push back.
Speaking of pushback, Murkowski was met by a group of protesting Sciatica shareholders outside of Harrigan Centennial Hall. They're upset with her support of the corporation's sale of land in Cube Cove to the U.S. Forest Service. Shareholder David Kanosh thinks that Murkowski's faith in Sciatica's current leadership is misguided.
I think she needs to be informed on Sciatica's lack of communication and obstruction of letting the shareholders have a voice.
And Cube Cove isn't the only land transfer bill that Murkowski is sponsoring. She also wants to transfer over 19 acres of federal land in Sitka to the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, which is why she was touring Mount Edgecombe Hospital. Search beneficiary Edith Johnson has been following Murkowski's spotlight in the national healthcare debate and had a plan in place if she bumped into the senator in town.
I would shake her hand and I would say thank you. I feel like she did the right thing.
Murkowski also met with a handful of local leaders to learn where they'd like federal support. They talked about energy, transportation, the seafood industry. It was an altogether low-key visit, for someone making headlines around the world. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.